WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
Good evening from Ansonia, Ohio. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. It's time for Fort Recovery Volleyball, Fort Recovery and Ansonia tonight. Ansonia comes in with a record of 9-12 on the year. Fort Recovery Lady Indians are 14-5 on the season. Fort Recovery is ranked number 10 in the state in the latest high school volleyball poll this week. In the junior varsity matchup tonight, it was Fort Recovery defeating Ansonia 25-17, 25-16. That second set was not as close, was closer than it looked, as Fort Recovery actually trailed much of the second set before they came back and won 25-16. So the JV team is now 17-3. What a wonderful year they're having. 17-3 on the campaign for the junior varsity, winning tonight over Ansonia 25-17, 25-16. We'll be back with the start of the match coming your way in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Okay, we're about set to go here at Ansonia High School. Fort Recovery again and Ansonia tonight. A non-conference matchup, of course. Tomorrow night will be at New Knoxville for a conference match. And then wrap up the regular season on Thursday at Tough New Bremen on Thursday night. So that's the last three matches before tourney, and then we play next Wednesday night in tournament play as Fort Recovery will take on the winner of Allen East and Wayne Trace next Wednesday at 7:15 at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're underway here. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Kayla Heitkamp on this set. Callie Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp, who dinks it over. A block at the net by Sage Luthold. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Tegan Fortkamp. A blast, and Ansonia is able to survive that. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp, she hits it. Dug out by Ansonia, and it goes out of bounds. So point for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a kill. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Vormore Family Dentistry wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's matchup with Ansonia. They just called a double hit on Fort Recovery. So point for Ansonia, side out Lady Tigers. We are tied at one apiece. Now serving for Ansonia here. Get my sheet up here. It's Alyssa Spitmeyer. Good serve. Back to Ansonia. And now there's going to be a double hit called on Ansonia. Official Scott Brewer calling two double hits here, one on each team. It's 2-1 now. And Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve, dug out, and it's going to be an ace serve as the Lady Tigers could not handle that one. That's first ace serve for Kennedy. She'll serve again. 3-1, Fort Recovery in the lead. There's the dig, and it goes out of bounds. Another ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Two in a row that veered right out of bounds off the fist of the back line player, and it's 4-1. I'm in a position here where I can't see past the officials sometimes, so it's going to be hard for me to pick up some of the Fort Recovery and Sonia numbers. And there's another one that veers out of bounds off of Addie Marker. Another ace serve. Three ace serves in a row for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery has taken a 5-1 lead. Here's the serve. Dug out this time. It's a good one. Here's the set and the smash. They're going to say Ansonia. No, they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. So point Ansonia. Somebody for Fort Recovery was in the net there, so point for the Lady Tigers. Back to serve is Addie Marker. 5-2, Lady Indians lead by 3. Good serve by Marker, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with a kill for Fort Recovery. That makes it 6-2, Lady Indians up by 4 points here in the early going. Here comes Tegan Fortkamp's serve. It's a good one. Here's the set. And the hit back over. Callie Wendell will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And it's a long hit and unfortunately too long and out of bounds. Point for Ansonia. Side out to the Lady Tigers and going back to serve now for Ansonia. Is, well, they don't have her name on the program, so I'll get it here in a minute. Here's a smash back by Ansonia, and it is out of bounds. Point for recovery. Let's check here and see who number four is. Number four for them. Is this number four for them? This Buckingham? Okay, thank you. So number four is Buckingham. Maddie Buckingham. Here's a hit by Sage Luthold, and she got a kill. Sage Luthold with a kill for Fort Recovery. It's now 8-3, Lady Indians leading. Callie Wendell is serving, so she gets a service point out of that. Here's the next serve. It's an ace serve. That is the fourth ace serve by Fort Recovery tonight. Three by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and now one by Callie. 9-3, Lady Indians with the big lead here. Here's the next serve. Here's the dig, the set. And there's a hit back over to Tegan Fortkamp back on to the front line, and it's back over by Mara Pearson. There's a hit by Ansonia, blocked by Fort Recovery. Another hit by Ansonia. Hitting it back over Sage Luthold, and Sage gets a kill. Sage Luthold with kill number two. That makes it 10-3. Another service point for Callie Wendell. About time for an Ansonia timeout here. Callie Wendell gets another good serve. And they're going to have to free ball it back over. They get it over. Callie Wendell will dig it out. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the set for Paige Guggenbiller. Cross court hit. Ansonia able to play it. Back to Fort Recovery. And off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. And it'll be given to Ansonia. It was tipped out of bounds, and Ansonia gets the point. Going back to serve for them now will be Mercedes Leeper. Good serve, and it's an ace serve. Callie Wendell can't have it, can't handle it. So Mercedes Leeper gets an ace serve. She'll serve again. She's one of the seniors. I think they have 7 seniors on the team. It was senior night tonight for Ansonia, so they recognized all those gals. Next serve, Mara Pearson passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who was set for Paige Guggenbiller. Ansonia able to play the hit. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell was set. Here's Paige Guggenbiller. Two hands it over. Ansonia on the set. The smash blocked by Fort Recovery and out of bounds. Will be given, point given to Ansonia. It's now 10-6. Ansonia making a comeback here. Give that service point to Mercedes Leeper, and she'll serve again. And this serve is too long. Service error. So Fort Recovery will get the point and side out. Serving now, Kayla Heitkamp for Fort Recovery. And it's an ace serve. The Lady Indians have their service going tonight, that's for sure. Here we go with the next serve for Kayla. It is almost an ace serve, but they're able to play it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell on the dig. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp to Sage Leuthold, and Sage slams it down to get the kill. Kayla Heitkamp gets the assist. Thirteen to six. Kayla's serve is good. Ansonia returns it to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell passes to the net. Kayla Heitkamp on the set to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she hits it a little bit too long. Goes out of bounds. Side out Ansonia, and it's now 13 to 7. Now going back to serve for Ansonia is Abby Kramer. She's another one of the seniors for the Lady Tigers. Her serve is too long. Service error. I tell you, when you're playing a tough opponent like Fort Recovery, you cannot afford those service errors, and they've already had too many. Mara Pearson now serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Ansonia, and it's an ace serve off the fist of Ansonia. Mara Pearson picks up her first ace serve of the night, and that is the sixth ace serve by Fort Recovery here this evening. 15-7 now the score. Mara Pearson again serving. And it's dug out. Here's the set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan hits it into the net. Hitting error. Point Ansonia. Back to serve now is Maddie Woodyard. Maddie Woodyard serving. Good serve. Callie Wendell passing to the net to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan hits it through an Ansonia block and gets the kill. That's actually her first kill of the evening. It's kind of unusual for her. She's usually had three or four by now. 16-8 score, and back to serve for the Lady Indians will be Fort Recovery's Megan Evers. And it's a service error into the net. So side out to Ansonia. Sage Leuthold. I thought she came back in, but I guess not. Now serving for Ansonia, Alyssa Smittmeyer. And it's a good serve. Tegan Fortkamp digs it out. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Fortkamp, and Fortkamp hits it through, powers it through the Ansonia block. Another kill for Tegan, her second of the evening. Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. 17-9. Here's the good serve. It's an ace serve. Another one. Four ace serves for Kennedy Mollenkamp already here in this set. 18-9. Lady Indians rolling here. Ranked number 10 in the state. Good serve. Digging it out there was Alyssa Smittmeyer. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Played by the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mollenkamp will have to free ball it over. Here is, where did it go? It went out of bounds. That was hit back over by Maddie Buckingham, and it went out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. It's 19-9, Lady Indians by 10. Here's the set for Ansonia. The hit, the spike is hit too long, out of bounds by Mercedes Leeper. Point for Fort Recovery and Kennedy Mollenkamp. 20-9. Here's the next serve by Kennedy. It's in the net this time, service error. I can't believe Ansonia has not called a timeout yet. I'm kind of surprised about that. It's 20-10. Fort Recovery rolling along here with the 10-point lead. Here's Addie Marker serving for Ansonia, and she hits it into the net. Service error. So Fort Recovery will go back to serve, and Tegan is going to be serving now. Tegan Fortkamp, one of our outstanding seniors. Here comes the serve from Tegan. She wears number 10 on her uniform. Good serve. Here's the dig. And Sonia is in trouble. They kind of have to free ball it over. Callie Wendell saves it. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara gets a kill. That's her first kill of the night. That's kind of unusual for her. Yet we lead 22-10. Service point there for Tegan Fortkamp. Here comes the next serve, and it's out of bounds. Service error. I'm sorry. A dig error as Tegan Fortkamp gets an ace serve. That's her first ace serve of the night. 23-10. Tegan will serve again. Good serve. Here's the dig, and it goes out of bounds. Well, they might be able to save it. There they do. They free ball it back over. Callie Wendell up to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who was set for Mara Pearson, coming down the center, and Mara blasts it down for a kill. And it's now 24-10. It'll be a short night if this continues. Fort Recovery leading by 14 points here. Here comes the next serve by Tegan. Good serve. Here's the set for Ansonia. They hit it back over. Kennedy Mollenkamp was set for Paige Guggenbiller. And Fort Recovery hits it back over. A block by Ansonia. And Ansonia picks up the point. Give the block to Ansonia. Makes it 24-11 now. Now back to serve for the Lady Tigers is Maddie Buckingham. Buckingham's serve is dug out by Callie Wendell. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson, dinks it over. Mansoni hits it back over, and they're going to say Fort Recovery carried the ball. Hitting error there. So the point goes to Ansonia. Once again, Maddie Buckingham serving. Mara Pearson on the dig. Back to Mara. She hits it back over and got the kill. And that's it. 25-12. Fort Recovery wins the first set. Rolling along 25-12. We'll be back in a moment with set number two coming up here from Ansonia High School right after we pause for this commercial break. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Calp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.calppharmacy.com. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here once again at Ansonia High School, where the final score of set one, Fort Recovery 25, Ansonia 12. We're ready to begin set number two. And it's Mara Pearson going to be serving for Fort Recovery to start the set. She had three kills and an ace serve in the first set. Here comes the serve from Mara. It's a good one. And dug out by Ansonia, back to Fort Recovery on the dig. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Ansonia has trouble. They're going to have to free ball it over. They do. Here's Mara Pearson passing to Kayla Heitkamp. Sets at the net. Here's the hit by Sage Leuthold and got the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assists. Sage Leuthold gets the kill. And Mara Pearson gets a service point. And it's 1-0 to start out here. Fort Recovery in the lead. Service error for Mara. She hits that in the net. And Ansonia will get side out. It's going to be Abby Kramer going back to serve for Ansonia. It is a good serve dug out by Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. A smash. The dig by Ansonia. Callie Wendell up. And here is a smash by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with her third kill tonight. And now coming back in is Megan Evers to serve. She served once in the first set. Had a service error. Let's hope she can get the ball over this time. And she just barely does and got an ace. Ace serve for Megan Evers. Megan will serve again. She's one of the seniors, one of the seven seniors on this squad. Here's the next serve. It's good. Dug out by Ansonia to the net. And waiting on it was Tegan Fortkamp, who jams it right back down on the floor on the Ansonia side. Another kill for Tegan. And she started a little slow in the kills department, but she has four racked up now. Another service point for Megan Evers. She'll serve again. Good serve. Here's the set for Ansonia, the smash. And they're going to say a kill. That was Addie Marker who picked up the kill for Ansonia. Side out Lady Tigers. Alyssa Spitmeyer will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell to Kennedy. And it's inbounds. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets the kill. Hard to believe, but there was not one timeout in that first set. Pretty unbelievable. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. Serve is dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Ansonia plays it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Oh, nice save there by Tegan Fortkamp. Now it's back and forth. And Ansonia is going to get the point. Ansonia gets the kill. I believe that was Cameron Winter who had that. Back to serve now is Cameron. 5-3, Fort Recovery leads by only two. Dug out by Callie Wendell on the serve. Here's the set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. A smash and a block. Now, wait a minute, they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. No. Check that. Ansonia was in the net. So point for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fort Camp back to serve. 6-3 lead for the Lady Indians. Let serve. Got it over. Here's the set for Ansonia. The cross-court hit. And they're going to say it's a kill for Addie Marker. Said it was in bounds. That was awful close. Coming in to serve now for Ansonia is Kelsey Mollenkamp, and it's 6-4. Lady Indians having a little more problem with Ansonia here in this second set. Kelsey Mollenkamp, another senior for the Tigers, serving. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Mara Pearson, and she got the kill. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist, and Mara Pearson with kill number 5 for her. Now Callie Wendell goes back to serve. Here comes the serve, dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set and the hit and a kill. Looks like that was Olivia Spitmeyer with the kill for Ansonia. Side out Lady Tigers, 7-5 now. Coming in to serve now is Gabby Leeper. Ansonia in their orange uniforms, as you would expect. Good serve. Mara Pearson on the smash. Did she get the kill? Yep, she did. Right close to the back line, a kill for Mara Pearson. Side out Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve now. Kayla's one of our few underclassmen we have playing. She's a junior. Good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. Cross-court hit. And it's going to be a kill for Ansonia's Olivia Schmidtmeyer. Her second kill of the night. Once again, it's Maddie Buckingham serving here for Ansonia. Good serve. Mara Pearson mishit that. Give Buckingham an ace serve, and that's their second ace serve of the night. It's now 8-7. Fort Recovery's lead is only one after Fort Recovery blasted them in the first set, 25-12. And there's a service error in the net by Maddie Buckingham. Back to serve now is Mara Pearson. Jump serve is a good one. Here's the set for Ansonia, and they're going to call a hitting error, double hit. Double hit on the Lady Tigers. Mara Pearson picks up the service point. She'll go back to serve again. It's now 10-7. Lady Indians lead by 3. Let serve, and it's an ace serve. Making a valiant effort to try to dig that out was Kelsey Mollenkamp, but she just couldn't do it. And that is another ace serve for Fort Recovery, the second one of the night for Mara Pearson. Pearson serves again. Dug out by Ansonia. Here's the bump up to the net and a mishit. Point for Recovery. Mara Pearson picks up another point. She will serve again, and now the Lady Indians are starting to pull away. After we only led 8-7, it's now 12-7. Mara Pearson, a let serve, and she got... Yep, a little bit out of bounds. So, point for Ansonia. That was down the far sideline, but it was just a little bit out. Here's Abby Kramer now serving for Ansonia. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Back to Tegan. Hit back over. Ansonia saves it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Kayla. Here is Sage Luthold. A kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist. Sage Luthold gets her 5th kill of the night already for Sage. And going back in to serve now is Megan Evers. 13-8, Lady Indians by 5. Here comes the serve. And it's an ace serve. Not able to handle it was Abby Kramer. So Megan Evers picks up her second ace serve of the evening. She will serve again. It is a good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set and the smash. And I think she hit it out of bounds. Yep. Alyssa Schmidtmeyer had too much muscle on that and hit it out of bounds. Another point for Megan Evers. And now it's 15-8. Lady Indians are really rolling now. Serve by Megan is a good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. A battle at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Megan Evers will set for Tegan Fortkamp, who mishit it. Megan Evers had a pretty decent set there for Tegan. She just didn't time it properly and mishit it. Side out Ansonia. Coming in now is Maddie Woodyard to serve. Maddie Woodyard, another one of the seniors for Ansonia. Good serve. Pearson, and we're going to call a double hit on Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp just came in, and she got called for a double hit there. Now back to serve. Maddie Woodyard again. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A block by Ansonia. Nice job. Here's Carly Niekamp hitting it back over to Ansonia. Here's the set for them. Hit back through Kennedy Mollenkamp's block. Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. And here is Tegan Fortkamp hitting it out of bounds. Point for Ansonia. Serving is Maddie Woodyard. Good serve. And here is Kayla Heitkamp hitting it over on the second hit. A blast by Ansonia's Cameron Winner and hits it right through the Fort Recovery block. Another service point. 15-12 now. Here's the dig by Mara Pearson. The set for Tegan Fortkamp. Did she get the kill? Yep. Tegan Fortkamp, a little cross-court hit there. Nobody could get to it for Ansonia. And Tegan gets the kill. That is her fifth kill of the night for Tegan. Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. And it's out of bounds, I think. No, they say it was inbounds. Inbounds, they say. So an ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That is her fifth ace serve of the match. Kennedy will serve again. Dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. Smashed by the middle hitter. Back to Ansonia. And now hitting it over on a free ball was Ansonia. Tegan Fortkamp. There's a block by Ansonia. Back over to Ansonia. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell on the dig. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Paige Guggenbiller. And she hits a little dink over and got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with the kill. 18-12 now, Lady Indians. Back up by six. Kennedy Mollenkamp just barely got it over. Here's a smash by Ansonia, played by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Mara comes up, two hands it over. Here's a smash by Ansonia on a spike. Fort Recovery plays it. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back over and got the kill. And another one of her cross-court hits. Kennedy Mollenkamp will continue to serve. She's run several off here in a row. 19-12. 7-point lead for the Lady Indians. They won the first set 25-12. Kennedy Mollenkamp on a serve, dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. Here's the smash by the outside hitter, but she hit it into the net. That was Mercedes Leeper. Didn't get it over, and that's a point for recovery. And there's our first timeout of the match. Fort Recovery, yep, no timeouts in the first set. First timeout of the match. 20-12, Fort Recovery with the lead here. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Ansonia, home of the Tigers, 2012 Fort Recovery leads here in set two. They won first set 25-12. Don't forget, Fort Recovery's first sectional match is next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday of this week on the 18th, when Fort Recovery will be tangling with either Wayne Trace or with Allen East that night. Wayne Trace and Allen East will play on Monday, and then Fort Recovery will play that winter on Wednesday at Fort Recovery at 7:15 that night. Here's a hit by Ansonia, but she hit the antenna. Cameron Winter hit the antenna. It's another service point for Kennedy. I don't know how many in a row she's had here, but it's been a bunch. 21-12. Good serve by Kennedy, and Ansonia has to free ball it back, and they can't get it over. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. 22-12. Fort Recovery in the lead by 10 here. An ace serve, or it's too long? Too long. Ansonia let it go, and Kennedy hit it too long. Service error. So point for Ansonia. They finally break the Fort Recovery serve. Now here's the serve by Cameron Winter. Good serve. Here's a blast by Tegan Fortkamp. Blocked. Kennedy Mollenkamp just free balls it over, and now they're going to call. Apparently a backline rotation against Fort Recovery. So point for Ansonia. Here's Paige Guggenbiller heading it over to Ansonia, back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will dig it out. Mollenkamp sets for Carly Niekamp, and Carly hits it out of bounds. Point Ansonia. Another serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Tegan Fortkamp. Just dinked it over a little soft fooler. And she got the kill. Easy kill there. Kill number 7 now for Tegan. That makes it 23-15. Fort Recovery by 8. Two away for wrapping up this second set. Tegan Fortkamp on the serve is a good one. Here's the set for Ansonia. They free ball it back over. Callie Wendell digs it out. Here's a hit by Mara Pearson. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson hits it over again. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill for Fort Recovery.
Set point.
Here we are at set point, 24-15. Fort Recovery leads by 9 points. This is going to be another win in the bag here, but just a matter of what the final score is. Tegan Fortkamp, service error. That gives Ansonia one last gasp. I don't think it's going to do them any good. They're trailing 24-16. Coming in to serve now is senior Kelsey Mollenkamp for Ansonia. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Mollenkamp going to call double hit on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So a point there for Ansonia's Kelsey Mollenkamp, and she'll go back to serve. It's good serve, and Fort Recovery in trouble. They just have to free ball it over. Tegan Fortkamp gets it over. Here's a set for Ansonia. The smash played by Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Outside hitting position. Ansonia keeps it alive. They free ball it back. Here's a dig by Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara just dinks it over. Ansonia plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell saves it. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. And Paige got the kill, and that is it. 25-17. Paige Guggenbiller gets the last kill of the set. And we've completed two sets now. Both have been big wins for Fort Recovery although this one was more competitive than the first set. But Fort Recovery pulled away at the end, 25-12, 25-17. Lady Indians lead 2-0. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. The things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit KalpPharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Ansonia starts the third set with an ace serve from Abby Kramer. It's 1-0. Ansonia with the lead here in set number 3. Kramer serves again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. Ansonia gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She hits it through the Ansonia block, but Ansonia able to play it. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery was Gabby Leeper. Here's a smash by Sage Luthold, and Sage gets the kill. Sage Luthold has had a decent night tonight. For her, I've got her with 6 kills on the evening. Going in to serve now is going to be Nevaeh Lennertz. Here comes Nevaeh's serve. It's a good one. And Sonia will dig it out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill. Addie Marker ends up with her third kill of the evening. Side out Ansonia. It's now 2-1. Ansonia leads by 1. And now it's going to be Alyssa Schmidtmeyer back to serve for Ansonia. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp had a pretty nice blast, and Ansonia cannot make the return. It's a point for recovery. Side out Lady Indians. 2-2 now. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Ansonia. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey in there. Sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Paige on the hit. Played by Ansonia. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Back over to Ansonia. Here's a hit by Ansonia. I think it's out of bounds. Yep. Hitting air on Ansonia. Out of bounds. Point for the Lady Indians. And Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up another service point. She's had a bunch of those tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 service points for Kennedy tonight already. Good serve there. Dug out by Kenzie Garkey. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash. And it's a block for Ansonia. They get the point. Successful block for Ansonia. So side out, Ansonia. Going back to serve now is Maddie Buckingham. Buckingham's serve is dug out by Kenzie Garkey. Here's a free ball over by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's the set for Ansonia. They hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Garkey. Garkey will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Ansonia saves it. They got it back over. There's Tegan Fortkamp on a blast. Here's the set for Ansonia. And they mishit it. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Tegan Fortkamp coming in to serve now. 4-3, Fort Recovery by one. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. An ace serve. Not only is it a good one, it's an ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. That is her second ace serve of the night. And it's 5-3. Lady Indians lead by two here in the third set. Tegan set to serve again. And it's another good serve, and it's another ace as Maddie Buckingham couldn't handle that. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp, two ace serves in a row. 6-3 now, Lady Indians leading by three. Here comes this one, and it's dug out high up in the air. They just have to free ball it back, and here's Nevaeh Leonards up to the front, and now here is Paige Guggenbiller on the hit. And Sonia will set, hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill. Olivia Schmidtmeyer picks up her third kill of the night and makes it 6-4. Fort Recovery's lead back to 2 points, and side out for Ansonia. Coming in to serve now is Kelsey Mollenkamp. Listening to high school volleyball from Ansonia, Ohio. Fort Recovery and Ansonia. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. There's Mara Pearson on a smash, played by Ansonia. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and Nevaeh Leonards to the net. Here is a hit by Mara Pearson. Here's the set, and a miss hit by Ansonia into the net. And so it'll be side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery makes some substitutions. Yeah. 7-4, side out Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will serve now for the purple and white. Good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set and the hit back. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Evers. Evers will pass to Paige Guggenbiller, who has to just free ball it over, and she got it over. And there's a miss hit by Ansonia. Now wait. I guess not. I guess that went down on the Fort Recovery side. Abby Kramer getting the kill. I missed that one. Serving now will be Gabby Leeper for Ansonia, and it's a service error. Makes it 8-5, Fort Recovery by three. Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Here comes Kayla's serve, and it's dug out by Ansonia, the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Ansonia will dig it out. Here's the hit back and out of bounds. Hitting error for Alyssa Smithmeyer. She blasted it out of bounds. So point for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla will serve again, 9-5. Indians up by four now in the third set. They lead 2-0. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery on the good serve. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Nice hit, and they say it's in. Mara Pearson getting the kill. for Amara. That's kill number 6 on the night. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Good serve dug out by Ansonia. They're in trouble, but they get it up to the net, and hitting it over is Olivia Schmidt-Meyer. Here's Sage Luthold on a hit for Fort Recovery, and she just lost control on that one. It just went way out of bounds. Hitting error on Sage Luthold, so that'll give the side out, or that'll give the serve here to, yes, side out to Ansonia. Olivia Schmidt-Meyer going back to serve now. That breaks the serve of Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell free balls it over. Here's the set for Ansonia. Back to Fort Recovery. And that's out of bounds. Give the kill there to Ansonia's Aaliyah Schiltz. S-H-I-L-T. Aaliyah Schiltz. 10-7, another service for Ansonia. And it's a kill for Fort Recovery. Who picked up that kill? Who had that kill?
Kennedy Mullenkamp.
Kennedy, okay, thank you. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets the kill, side out Fort Recovery. Here's Kenzie Garkey serving. And it's going to be an ace serve, maybe. Nope, they free ball it over. And Sonia able to save it. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on a smash at the net. Mullenkamp touches it down on the other side of the net and gets a kill. Another kill for Kennedy. She has 1, 2, 3, 4 kills on the night now for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kenzie Garkey picked up another service point. Here's the serve, good. And Sonia going to have to free ball it back over to Callie Wendell, who will pass to the net. Kayla Heitkamp setting for Sage Luthold. Sayla on a nice spike. And Sonia plays it back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp into the net. Hitting error for Fort Recovery. And it's 12-8. Now coming in to serve is Abby Kramer for Ansonia. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and Ansonia able to free ball it back. Kenzie Garkey to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. Ansonia plays it, dug out by the back line. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold, and another kill for Sage. Well, she's having a nice night. 7 kills on the evening for Sage Luthold. Side out Fort Recovery, and in comes Nevaeh Lennertz to serve for Fort Recovery. 13-8 score. Nevaeh's serve, oh, just didn't quite get over the net. Hit the top of the net and fell on the Fort Recovery side. Service error. Back to serve now for Ansonia is Alyssa Schmidt-Meyer. It is a good serve dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Carly Niekamp, a block at the net. And there's a block by Addie Marker of Ansonia. Point Ansonia. Side out Lady Tigers. 13-10 now. Ansonia kind of hanging in there in this one. There's a serve by Alyssa Schmidt-Meyer, and an ace serve by Alyssa Schmidt-Meyer. That's her first ace serve of the night. She will serve again. 13-11. Another good serve. Kenzie Garkey to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp hits it over. Backline digs it out. And Tegan Fortkamp, I think, got the kill there. Back to serve, Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's a good serve, dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. Outside hitter, and Fort Recovery blocks it. But Carly Niekamp had the block, but she hit it out of bounds on the other side by the antenna. So point for Ansonia. Now we've got Maddie Buckingham back to serve again. She's served several times tonight. Good serve there. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Niekamp on the hit, and Ansonia cannot make the return. Going to go ahead and give Carly a kill on that. 15-12, Lady Indians by three, and now Tegan Fortkamp will serve for Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians. Good serve, and it's going to be back over to Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson is waiting on it, and she slams it down on the Ansonia side, and Mara gets kill number seven. Service point for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan serving again, 16-12. Lady Indians lead by four. It's a good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the hit back, and Ansonia gets the kill. Nice hit there by Addie Marker for her fourth kill of the night. Side out, Ansonia. Orange and black will have the serve here. 16-13 is the score, 3-point lead for Fort Recovery. Back serving now is Kelsey Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp's serve is to the back line. Nevaeh Leonard's passing to the net. Here's a hit by Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets a kill. That is Paige's fifth kill of the night. Nevaeh Leonard's will go out, and Sage Luthold will come in for Fort Recovery. 17-13. Callie Wendell serving. Dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. A deep hit and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Side out, Fort Recovery, 18-13. Callie Wendell goes back to serve again. It is a good serve. Dug up by Ansonia's back line. They're just going to have to free ball this one over. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. And she blasted it right at Maddie Buckingham and got the kill. Kill number eight for Mara. 19-13 now. Lady Indians lead by six. Callie Wendell goes to the back line. And Sonia had a communication error. I'm not going to give her an ace serve on that, but it's a service point for Callie. And Sonia just misplayed that. 20-13, timeout, and Sonia. Fort Recovery leads by seven. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
You're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver here at the game site. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station, and Neil Spencer is here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Callie Wendell will continue her service here. Indians lead by 7, 20-13. They won the first two sets, 25-12 and 25-17. Junior varsity won tonight, two sets to none. They are now 17-3 on the year for the JV. Here's a hit back over by Ansonia after a successful serve by Callie, and there's a kill by the Lady Tigers. That was Mercedes Leeper with the kill. She will now be the server. Good serve. Callie Wendell to the net. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara gets another kill. Kill number nine on the night. Side out, Fort Recovery. It's 21-14. Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. Good serve dug out by Ansonia. Here's the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Nice save by Callie Wendell. dinking it over with Sage Luthold. And Sonia free balls it back. Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Sage Luthold. A nice dig by Ansonia, but it went out of bounds. Sage Luthold with another kill. Number 8 for her. Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. It's 22-14. Good serve. Ace serve. That's her second ace serve of the night. 23-14. Fort Recovery 2 points away from closing down this match. Leading 2-0 already and way ahead in this third set. Good serve by Kayla. Dug out by Ansonia. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on a nice blast, but played by Ansonia. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. She dinks it over. Ansonia hits it back over and got the kill. With the kill there for the Lady Tigers, Abby Kramer. Side out Ansonia. It's 23-15 now. Ansonia needs a major run here to get back in this one. And they're giving the responsibility to Olivia Schmidtmeyer to do that. Schmidtmeyer's serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Sets for Mara, and Mara down the middle slams it home. That's number 10 unofficially for Mara Pearson tonight in the kill department. She's had quite a match. Here's match point now. Kenzie Garkey coming in. 24-15. Garkey's serve is a good one. Dug out by Ansonia, the set. And there's a hit and a kill by the Lady Tigers, Abby Kramer. Makes it 24-16 now. Lady Indians lead by 8. Back to serve is going to be Ansonia's Abby Kramer. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp back to Fortkamp. Smash, cross court hit. She got the kill, and that's it. 25-16. Tegan Fortkamp with another kill. And the Fort Recovery Lady Indians have knocked off the Ansonia Lady Tigers tonight in easy fashion, actually. 25-12, 25-17, 25-16. 3-0 win for the Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wrapping it up here at Ansonia, Fort Recovery wins 3-0, 25-12, 25-17, 25-16. A rare night when Fort Recovery didn't have several very competitive sets. So we got done before 8 o'clock, which that's the first time. I think that's the first time all year that's happened for the Lady Indians in this season. Our record now is improved to 15-5 on the year. Again, the JV team won tonight, 25-17, 25-16. Their record is 17-3 on the year. Unofficial stats for Ansonia. Olivia Smittmeyer had 3 kills and 1 service point. Maddie Buckingham had 3 service points, including an ace. Kelsey Mullenkamp had a total of 1 service point. Mercedes Leeper had 2 service points, including 1 ace and a kill. Cameron Winter had 2 kills and 2 service points. Abby Kramer had 3 kills and an ace. Maddie Woodyard had 4 service points. Alyssa Smittmeyer with an ace. Addie Marker had 4 kills and 1 block. She was pretty much their leading hitter. And then Aaliyah Schilt had 1 kill for Ansonia. Fort Recovery, Mara Pearson ended up tonight with 10 kills, 5 service points, and 2 aces. Sage Luthold had 8 kills tonight. Way to go, Sage. Great match for Sage. Kenzie Garkey had 1 service point. Callie Wendell had 4 service points, including an ace. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with 6 service points, including 2 aces. Tegan Fortkamp had 9 kills, 5 service points, and 3 aces. Kennedy Mullenkamp had a total of 4 kills, 13 service points, and 5 aces for Kennedy Mullenkamp tonight. It was Paige Guggenbiller, 5 kills and 1 block on the night. Megan Evers had 4 service points, including 2 aces, and Carly Niekamp chipped in with a kill on the night as well. That wraps it up for us from Ansonia High School. Thanks to our studio producers, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at the radio station. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back in action. Fort Recovery at New Knoxville for a conference matchup. You can hear it here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, Fort Recovery's varsity wins 3-0. JV team wins 2-0 over Ansonia tonight. Have a great evening, everybody. From Ansonia High School, I'm Rob Weaver.
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.